Hello. How are you all doing this morning? I see a thumbs up. That's good. So can any of you guys tell me what today is? Palm Sunday. All right. We got a winner. All right. That explains why there's all these palms here. I was starting to wonder. So, you know, when I was a kid, this was probably, I mean, I love Christmas. I love Easter. But as far as like church service that Colin likes to go to, it was always Palm Sunday. You know why? I see that look. You know why. Because it gave you palms. And these, of course, in the hands of a five-year-old, is a sword. Right? I noticed some of you didn't come up here with palms. Have they already been taken away? Yes, but strangely enough, these aren't swords. They're palms, right? And you know, palms have a meaning, right, in biblical culture, right? They're supposed to represent joy, right? You know, and Palm Sunday with the coming of Jesus is a joyful day, but they're also supposed to represent something else. Victory, right? So when Jesus is coming into Jerusalem and everybody's waving their palm branches or laying them down, they're joyful that Jesus has come, but also it's a sign of victory. And just as Jesus has come, it is an ultimate victory over sin for us. All right, you may take your seats.